弟兄姊妹，我们请来读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few verses from the Bible.
我们首先请翻开希伯来书第十二章。
Let's first turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章，我们读一到三节。
Hebrews chapter 12, we'll read verses 1 through 3.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
我们接下来请看腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book Philippians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们读腓立比书第三章十三到十六节。
We'll read Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 16.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press on towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude, and if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you.
然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained.
最后我们读提摩太后书。
Finally, let's turn to the book of 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书我们读第四章七到八节。
We'll read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through
8. 提摩太后书第四章七到八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith.
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
In the future, there is laid up for me.The crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里。开始之前，我们请弟兄姊妹，我们一同在主面前再有一些祷告。
This concludes our Bible reading for now. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
在这样一个寒冷的冬天里面
On this cold winter day
你再一次因着我们聚在你的跟前你火热我们的心
Because we have gathered before your throne You have set fire to our hearts
让我们向着主能够因着你爱的激励我们的心再一次被眺望起来
And that by your love in our hearts We would once again be lifted up
让我们真是能够把我们心中的感谢赞美归给主。
And we would offer up the thanksgiving and praise to our Lord.
主，你在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
Lord, on the cross you shed your blood and gave up your life for us.
把我们这一般不堪的人从罪恶黑暗的权势底下拯救 出来。
And you have saved all of us unworthy people out of the grasp of sin and death.
你把我们带进神爱子光明的国度里面。
And you have brought us into the kingdom of your beloved Son.
让我们真是能够成为神的儿女。
That we will truly be God's children.
我们实在是何等蒙福的一般人。
We are a people who have truly been blessed.
我们在每一个主日能够奉主的名聚会。
And on every Sunday we will be able to gather in the Lord's name.
我们能够一同把我们心中的感谢赞美归给你。
And we may together offer up the thanksgiving and praise in our hearts to the Lord.
你配得一切的荣耀和称颂。
You are worthy of all the glory and praise.
主，我们每一次在你面前的聚会。
Lord, every time we gather before you,
我们相信你有丰富的预备。
We believe that you have prepared this fully for us.
也为我们属灵的生命，你来供应我们。
And for our spiritual life, you supply us with all that we need.
因此，今天早晨我们求你再一次来对我们说话。
This morning, we once again ask that you would continue to speak to us.
把你天上的窗户打开。
You would open the window to heaven.
你把你丰盛的恩典倾倒下来。
And you would pour out your full will to us.
让我们这一班饥渴的人心里能够得到饱足。
And all of us who are thirsty, that we would be satisfied.
让我们软弱的人再一次得到刚强。
And those who are weak would be strengthened.
让我们的心再一次火热。
That our hearts would once again be kindled.
我们能够快跑地跟随你。
That we would run quickly after you.
愿主的旨意在你的儿女中间得到成就。
And that your will be accomplished among your children.
我们把一切荣耀感谢敬拜归给你。
Give all the glory, honor, and praise to you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we give thanks for the Lord's grace.
我们能够继续来交通分纳摆在我们前头的路程。
We once again share about the goal that is set before us.
在过去几堂的信息分享的里面。
In the last few sharings,
我们讲到神在他的心中呢，他实在是有一个极伟大荣耀的旨意。
We shared that the Lord in his eternal purpose has this great and perfect will.
当他要来完成这个旨意，他就在地上造人。
And to accomplish his purpose, he has created man.
并且借着人能够来完成他的旨意。
And through man, he will accomplish his purpose.
但是我们知道，我们的先祖呢，亚当他犯了罪。
But we know that our ancestor Adam sinned.
但是神他的旨意却没有改变。
But the Lord's eternal will hasn't changed.
所以神呢，他就在人类的身上先做那拯救的计划。
And so our Lord, for man, he did this work of salvation.
然后把我们这一班从罪恶当中的人拯救回来。
And so he has saved and redeemed all of us who are in sin.
那我们不仅蒙拯救。
Not only have we been saved.
我们重新被带回神的计划里面。
We have been brought back into the Lord's purpose.
那叫神的计划能够早日在地上实现。
That his purpose would be fulfilled sooner here on earth.
那我们上一次呢就提到，在神对于他每一个蒙恩得救的儿女身上呢，他总是要我们来奔跑一条他为我们所预备属天的道路。
So last time we shared that for each and one of us who believes in the Lord, he wants us to run this course that has been set before us.
那我们刚刚所读的希伯来书这个地方，
when we just read in Hebrews,
讲到我们应当呢脱下一切的重担。
It says, let us also lay aside every encumbrance.
并且呢，除去容易缠累我们的罪
and the sin which so easily entangles us.
这样的话，我们就能够专心来跑这一条属天的道路。
Therefore, we can run with diligence the race that is set before us.
我个人觉得呢，这个脱下容易缠累啊，放下各样的重担呢，并且啊脱去容易缠累我们的罪呢，这啊在我们个人的生活里面非常的重要。
I think that this portion, let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, is very important.
我们常常因着生活啊的原因呢，容易把这些事情忽略掉。
Oftentimes, because of the things that we have to do in our lives, we may forget or forsake these words.
我记得呢，在二十多年前的时候
，I remember more than 20 years ago.
当我开始从学校毕业做第一份工作
，When I first graduated from school and got my first job,
我做了大概三年左右
，I worked for about 3 years.
那工作呢一直很顺利，我在那个时候呢也准备要办我的身份，就是要拿到绿卡。
And my work was going very smoothly, and at the time I was preparing to get my green card.
那有人呢就来找我。
And so someone came looking for me.
他说我呢这里有一份 part-time 的工作，你要不要做？
And he said to me, I have this part-time job. Would you like to work for?
那因为我那时候是单身呢，而且盼望能够多存一点钱。
At that time, I was still single and I was hoping to save some money.
所以呢，我就说好。
So I told him yes.
那我呢，每一个礼拜除了我自己的 full-time 的 job 之外
，So every week, apart from my regular full-time job,
我一个礼拜周间呢，要到这个公司去呢，晚上去帮他做一个晚上，就是差不多三四个小时的时间。
So every night after work, I would go to this part-time job for 3 to 4 hours.
然后礼拜六的时候，我也要去做差不多五六个钟头。
And on Saturdays, I would also work an additional 5 to 6 hours.
那我礼拜周间呢，我下完班以后，我要坐火车45分钟到 New York City 里面去。
And after work, I had to take the train for 45 minutes to New York City.
然后坐两三个钟头呢，再坐45分钟的车回到我住的地方。
And I would work for 2 to 3 hours, and then I have to take the train for another 45 minutes back home.
然后周末呢，我开车进城。
And on the weekend, I drove into the city.
时间呢，基本上就被工作完全都霸占住了。
And so all of my time was occupied by work.
这样持续大概有一两年的时间。
And it continued for about a year or two.
虽然多赚了一点点钱。
So I made a little bit more money.
但是呢，我发觉现在回想起来。
But I found that looking back,
我的时间，我的体力呢就被这一份多余的工作呢完全霸占住。
I found that my time and my energy was completely occupied by this extra part-time job.
当时我并没有觉得好像不好。
At the time, I didn't think it was very bad.
但是我仔细思想的时候，才想到这实在是一个重担。
But only when I seriously thought about it that I find that this was actually an encumbrance.
这一个重担完全把我的时间占住了。
And this encumbrance took up all of my time.
我没有办法再有多余的体力跟时间来追求认识主。
I didn't have any extra time or energy to dedicate to pursuing the Lord.
当20多年过来
，Now 20 years later，
实在说来，我们一切的需要神都知道。
I know now that all that we need, the Lord already knows.
我们的需要神都会供应。
And all that we need, the Lord will provide.
我们的主更喜悦我们能够在合理的一个环境里面工作，多余的时间我们理当多来追求认识他。
He would prefer us to, if we have this extra time to dedicate to Him, to pursue Him.
所以盼望, 借着这个例子呢, 能够与弟兄姊妹稍微提醒一下。
Hopefully that through this example that I will remind the brothers and sisters.
那我们再一次讲到呢, 什么是摆在我们前头的路程。
Last time we shared about what is this course that has been set before us.
那这个路程呢, 原文的意思是一个赛程, 是一个赛跑。
In the original language, this course is a race.
那这个赛跑呢, 乃是要达到神所要我们
Its race is for us to reach what the Lord has prepared for us.
那我们所要得着的呢, 我们再次也提到, 主要有两方面。
And that which we would obtain at the end, we shared last time, has two parts.
第一方面呢, 乃是讲到我们属灵生命的长进。
The first part is our spiritual growth.
那第二方面呢, 乃是讲到我们按着神的心意来侍奉神。
And the second part is that we would serve the Lord in accordance to His will.
那我们主要, 这一次的交通呢, 交通在重点在这个属灵生命的长进上面。
So this sharing will be focused more on the spiritual growth aspect.
那属灵生命的长进呢, 我讲, 我们基督徒都知道呢, 我们蒙恩得救的时候是一个属灵生命的开始。
So on the topic of spiritual growth, all of us who are Christians know that when we first believed, it's the beginning of our spiritual life.
那我们这个生命是一个活的生命。
And this life is a living
life. 并且我们这个生命需要不断的长大。
And this life needs to grow continually.
这是一个赛程。
So this is a race.
那我们再次讲到有几点这个生命长大的方面。
And last time we shared a few points about this spiritual growth.
待会我们会继续交通到其他的点。
Later we'll continue to discuss a few more points.
但是要开始讲到这个生命长进的时候呢, 我想有一个点呢, 我稍微带出来一下。
And on the topic of spiritual growth, there is this one point that I'd like to expand upon a little bit more.
在差不多六七年前,
six or seven years ago,
有一次我在这里分享的时候呢, 讲到圣灵在我们里面恩膏的教训。
I shared about the anointing of the Holy Spirit
in the life
in our life.
那 有交通完了之后呢，有一位我们中间年轻的弟兄呢， 他跑来问我到底圣灵跟生命有什么不同。
And after I shared, a young brother that was among us came up to me and asked this question: What is the difference between the Holy Spirit and the life that's within us?
那时候 我一时呢不容易回答这个问题。
At that time, it wasn't very easy for me to answer that question.
因为我们总是感觉圣灵跟生命呢其实是一致一样的。
Many of us feel that the Holy Spirit and the life within us are the same.
但是这几年来我常常在主面前思想这个问题。
But these past few years, I meditated on this question before the Lord.
就这一面来说呢，这两个确实不容易分。
On one hand, it is very true that these two are very difficult to separate.
但是慢慢的我们可以稍微, 把它解释一下。
But slowly we may be able to explain the difference.
但是虽然可以解释, 基本上这两个在圣经里面给我们, 所启示的仍然是, 合而为一的。
Even though we can explain the difference a little bit, Their usage in the Bible is one, is united.
所以, 让我在开始之前先把, 这一个问题呢, 我们稍微交通一下, 我想对其他许多的弟兄姊妹会有一些帮助。
So I'd like to spend some time to explain this question a little bit, and I hope that it will be of benefit to Sisters and brothers and sisters.
我们知道我们基督徒信主之后，我们就得着主的生命。
As Christians, we know that as soon as we believe, we receive the life of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个生命内住在我们的里头。
And this life lives within us.
我们信主之后，我们也得着神的灵。
And when we believe, we also received the Spirit of the Lord.
神的灵也住在我们的里面。
And the Spirit of the Lord also dwells within us.
他们所居住的地方就是我们的灵里头。
And where they live is within our spirit.
当我们有一个生命的感觉，或者是圣灵给我们感觉的时候，也都是从灵里面发出来。
When the life within us gives us a feeling, or the spirit moves us, that feeling comes from within our spirit.
那生命跟圣灵到底在我们里面工作的时候有什么区别呢？
So when the spirit or the life within us works, what is the difference?
我想先用一个比喻来讲。
I would like to explain first with an example.
我们讲生命。
Let's talk about life.
假设我对一个三岁的小孩子说，
If I were to explain to a three-year-old,
我说我这里有一小汤匙的盐巴，
and I told him I have this small spoonful of salt.
但是盐巴是甜的，
but the salt is sweet.
你要不要尝看看？
Would you like to try it?
他可能会相信我的话。
He may believe what I say.
可是当他尝的时候， 他就知道我骗了他。
But as soon as he tasted it, he would know that I tricked him.
因为是咸的。
Because it's salt and it's salty.
但是我如果对一个10岁大的孩子，
But if I told a 10-year-old,
我说，我讲同样的话，
And I told him the same thing,
这个10岁的孩子可能马上对我说，
The 10-year-old may immediately tell me,
你骗人。
You're trying to trick me.
盐巴是咸的。
Salt is salty.
我们知道这两个孩子生命长成不一样。
We know that for these two children, that the growth of their life is different.
他们生命的经历也不同了。
And their experiences are different.
成熟的程度也不同。
And their maturity is different.
所以这个比较年纪大的呢，他可以分辨出来。
So the older one can tell the difference.
这是生命在他里面的表现。
This is the expression of his life.
同样的，我们属灵上也是如此。
Likewise, spiritually, we are the same.
如果我是一个刚蒙恩得救的基督徒，
If I am a newly believing Christian,
有人告诉我说，
And someone told me,
他说，你信主耶稣非常好。
You believe in the Lord Jesus, that's very good.
你会得着永远的生命。
You will receive eternal life.
你不下地狱，你可以上天堂。
You won't go to hell, you'll go to heaven.
并且你信主耶稣之后呢，你可以跟世人一样，跟你过去一样，你可以去吃喝玩乐。
And you can live just as you were before. You can go out into the world, eat, drink, and have fun.
这个刚信主的基督徒可能会相信这些话。
A newly believing Christian may believe these words.
这些话有一些是真的，有一些是欺哄人的，混在一起。
Some of these words are true, and some of them are lies that are mixed together.
所以呢，这个基督徒如果照你的话，他又回到世界上去吃喝玩乐。
So if this newly believing Christian, hearing these words, went back to the world to eat, drink, and have fun,
很快的他会经历到神的管教。
Very quickly, he'll encounter the Lord's discipline.
他慢慢就感觉到不是这么一回事。
And he would learn that these words were not true.
他会说你骗人。
And he will say, you tricked me.
但是你如果对一个生命长成的基督徒来说，
if you said these words to a mature Christian,
这个基督徒他不仅认识神的话，
this Christian not only knows the word of the Lord,
并且他经历神的话，
He has experienced the word of the Lord.
他就知道，当你跟他讲这些话的时候，
And he would know as soon as you told him these words,
他说你骗我，
He would say, you're lying to me.
神的话明明告诉我们，
The word of the Lord clearly tells us,
我们蒙恩得救的人，
For all of us who have received the Lord's salvation,
我们 蒙主宝血重价赎回来的人。
All of us who were redeemed by the Lord at great cost.
我们与世界有一个分别。
We are different from the world.
靠着主在我们身上的恩典。
By the grace of the Lord that is upon us.
我们在地上能够过一个圣别的生活。
We can live a life that is separate.
这是一个生命的分别。
This is a spiritual distinction.
这是我们得到的生命。
This is the life that we have received.
这一个生命在我们里面不断的长大。
This life continually grows within us.
那圣灵呢？
And the Holy Spirit?
圣灵，圣经告诉我们他是保惠师。
The Bible tells us the Holy Spirit is the comforter.
他从主那里来要把一切的真理启示给我们。
He has come to explain all the truth to us.
让我们的生命接受主的话，主的真理，我们的生命可以长大。
So that our life, when we receive the Lord's word and His truth, that the life within us would grow.
我们的生命能够因着主他所赐给我们的恩典，他来保护这个生命，让他在我每一个基督徒的身上，主的生命能够开始长成。
So the Holy Spirit protects the life that is given to us, so that it would be able to grow.
所以他不仅给我们有启示的亮光。
Not only does He give us the light of revelation,
他也常常为我们预备各样的环境。
He may engineer all the circumstances around us.
有时候当我们生活仍然过着一个犯罪的生活的时候，
If we live the life of sin,
他会来管教我们。
He will discipline us.
当我们也许或落在一个苦难的环境里面，
Or if we fall into a period of struggling,
他会把神的爱，把神的恩典在灵里面浇灌给我们。
He would take the Lord's love and His grace and pour it out upon us.
他供应我们一切属灵的需要。
He supplies all of our spiritual need.
当我们面对许多难处的时候，
And when we face difficulty,
或者我们面对许多抉择，我们不晓得如何往前去，或向左或向右，
Or if we have questions about where we should go, whether to the left or to the right,
他会把亮光赐给我们。
He will give us light.
把神的心意膏抹在我们的心中。
And He will anoint us with the Lord's will.
一面来引导我们怎样走前面的路。
And He will lead us on the path with which we should take.
并且借着这样对他的经历，我们更多的认识主。
And through this experience, we will know more of the Lord.
我们属灵的生命就在这些经历中又长大。
And so our spiritual life through these experiences would grow.
所以这是稍微一点的不同。
So this is that little difference between.
那当我们去经历生命或者是圣灵的时候，
when we experience the spiritual life or the Holy Spirit,
实在说来，这是从灵里面所发出来的。
They are both experienced through our spirit.
很难去分别它。
It is very difficult to separate them.
实在说来，我们也不需要去分别它。
And truthfully speaking, we probably don't need to separate them.
这是主给我们的恩典来帮助我们。
This is the grace that the Lord has given to us to help us.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们应当持定生命。
So the Bible tells us that we should
hold fast to the life.
What? Hold fast to the life.
Yeah. 所以我们要能够常常回到我们灵里头来寻求他的心意。
So we should often go back to His Spirit to ask for His will.
那是不是我们这个属灵的生命长大，我们就可以独立了呢？
So is it true that as the life within us is mature that we can be independent?
其实当我们属灵生命越长大的时候，我们是越与我们的主联合。
We find that as we grow, that we are more united with the life of our Lord.
而不是跟主好像 越离开我们变成能够自己独立。
And not that as we grow, we would become separate from the Lord and we would be independent.
在约翰福音第十五章那里告诉我们。
In John chapter 15, it tells us.
他说我是葡萄树。
It says, I am the true vine.
你们是枝子。
And you are the branches.
住在我里面的。
All those who dwell in me,
我也住在他里面。
I also abide in them.
你们就多结果子。
And you will bear much fruit.
因为离了我，你们不能做什么。
Because apart from me, you can do nothing.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一句话很简单清楚告诉我们。
So brothers and sisters, these words very simply and clearly tell us.
我们是主的枝子。
We are the branches of the Lord.
我们越在生命里面长大。
The more we grow in life,
我们越感觉并且越与主完全的联合。
We find that we are more closely entwined with the Lord.
所以我们需要不断的追求在主里面的长进。
So we have to diligently pursue the spiritual growth.
盼望这一点能够给我们有一点的清楚的认识。
I hope that this point would give us a more clear understanding.
好，那我们上一次讲到属灵生命的长进呢？
So the last time we talked about the spiritual growth.
我们第一个点乃是讲到这个主的话。
The first point we shared was about the word of the Lord.
因为主的话，它就是灵，是生命。
Because the word of the Lord is spirit and life.
主的话能够喂养我们属灵的生命。
And the word of the Lord can nourish our spiritual life.
那在上一次讲论的时候，我们最后谈到有关于买会所的事情。
And the last time we shared, we talked about buying a church building.
那跟另外其他教会的弟兄有一些的交通。
And we fellowship with other brothers and sisters from other churches.
我想我把这些例子带出来呢，巴不得这些事都能够成为我们的提醒。
And I brought up this example so that all these things could be a reminder to us.
那我们就这一面来说，我们不仅需要明白主的话。
On one hand, not only do we have to know the word of the Lord.
那我们更重要的呢，另一面呢，就是我们最近在读雅各书那里所说的。
More importantly,We have to know, as it says in the book of James.
Yeah. 我们在读雅各书那里讲到第一章第我们二十一节二十二节来读一下好吗
In James chapter 1 verse 21 and 22.
对
We should read it now.
他说所以你们要脱去一切的污秽与淫语的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
James chapter 1 verse 21. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls.
那二十二节这里讲到，你只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
And verse 22.But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves.
所以雅各呢，他知道神用真道重生了我们。
So James knows that the Lord has used the true word to save us.
并且呢，他知道这一个神的话呢，不仅重生我们，并且能够拯救我们的灵魂。拯救我们的魂，这里所讲的。
And he knows that not only is this word able to give us new life and save us, but here it says it is able to save our souls.
那我们知道这个魂呢的救恩呢，是神今天当我们活在地上一个最重要的工作。
And so we know that the salvation of our souls is one of the most important works of the Lord while we are still living here today.
那神的话既然这样的宝贵，它能够拯救我们的魂生命。
The word of the Lord is so precious that it's able to save the life of our souls.
换句话说, 就是我们的思想, 意志, 情感, 都能够因着主的话,
In other words, that our thoughts, our emotions, the way we think, can be saved by the Lord, by the words of the Lord.
但是到22节他就讲到, 我们不能够单单只是听到,
But verse 22 reminds us that we should not just hear the words of the Lord.
我们要把我们所听的能够付诸实行,
we have to take what we've heard and turn it into action.
就好像主呢对在希伯来书里面告诉我们, 我们有信心呢, 与我们所听见的道能够调和。
So like it says in Hebrews that by faith we should take the word that we've heard and mix it into action.
Yeah. 所以呢, 我们在这里就可以看到呢, 这一个道, 我们听了以后, 能够在我们的生命中把它表明出来呢, 就能够成为我们魂生命真正的拯救。
So by taking the word which we have heard and turning it into action, that can save our souls.
那这个道呢, 我们把它执行出来呢, 基本上我们要有一个认知, 就是说我们不是像在旧约里面守律法。
So, to turn the word into action, we have to know that it's not, we are not receiving the word like the Old Testament. They received the law.
到了第二章以后, 他就给我们看见呢, 我们去实行这神的话的时候呢, 神已经给我们有够用的恩典。
In chapter 2, he tells us that when we receive the word, the Lord also gives us grace to accomplish it.
这个恩典呢, 就是神把爱先放在我们的里面。
This grace is that the first the Lord has placed His love within us.
神也把那个信心放在我们的里面。
And He has placed that faith within us.
所以我们在爱神, 在信心的里面接受他的话, 我们来执行他的话。
So, in love and faith, we receive the words of the Lord.
并且呢, 我们来执行他的话呢, 神总是在圣灵里面, 在合宜的时候, 把他的话启示在我们的里面。
And when we act on that word, the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, would reveal that truth to us.
这就是雅各书常常说的, 我们要按着恩膏的教训, 住在主里面。
And so it says often in James that through the
约翰,
in John, it tells us that the anointing of the word.
所以我们 知道呢, 这些 是在新约里面 我们怎样来遵守神的话, 主要的原则。
So in the New Testament, these tell us the reason why we pursue the word of the Lord.
那主的话能够帮助我们生命的长进, 这是 非常重要的, 所以我盼望弟兄姊妹, 我们每一年常常在这里, 年初的时候, 鼓励弟兄姊妹多读圣经。
And so that's why I'd like at the beginning of every year to remind all of our sisters, brothers and sisters that the reading of God's Word is very important.
特别对着年轻的弟兄姊妹, 当你们还年轻的时候,
especially to the young brothers and sisters while you are still young.
你们有时间, 并且呢, 记忆力非常, 活动好的时候呢, 能够把主的话记在心里。
That, while you still have the energy and the memory to memorize the word of the Lord in your hearts.
圣灵能够用这些话来帮助我们。
The Lord will be able to use these words to help us.
在各样的环境把他的话启示出来。
And in many situations, He would reveal and explain His word to us.
当我们学习去顺服这些话的时候, 我们就能够让圣灵带领我们进入话语的真实里头。
And when we are faithful to these words, the Holy Spirit would be able to lead us into the truth of these words.
我们的生命自然就会慢慢的长大。
And our spiritual life would grow.
但愿我们能够一同勉励。
May we continue to encourage one another.
今天我们要交通第二个点。
Today we want to share the second point.
能够帮助我们生命长大。
To help our spiritual life grow.
就是关乎肉体这件事情。
And it is about this matter of the flesh.
所以我们请先来读两处的圣经。
So let us first turn to two Bible verses.
我们请翻开哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章我们请读第一节到第三节。
We'll read from verses 1 through 3.
弟兄们,我从前对你们说话,不能把你们当作属灵的。 使得把你们当作属肉体,在基督里为婴孩的。
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Christ.
我是用来喂你们,没有用饭喂你们,那时你们不能吃,就是如今还是不能。
I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you are not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not yet able.
你们能是属肉体的,因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争,这岂不是属肉体,照着世人的样子行吗?
For you are still fleshly, for since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly, and are you not walking like mere men?
我们读第二处的经文。Let's
read a second portion.
在第二章就在前面。So
it is in chapter 2, which is just before.
我们读14节。Let's
read verse 14.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事,反倒以为愚拙,并且不能知道,因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。But
a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised.
在圣经这里呢,首先跟我们看到有两种不同的人。
Bible here shows us that there are two different kinds of people.
第一种呢,是属血气的人,
the first are those that are fleshly.
他不懂,
and they cannot understand the things of the Lord.
但是有另外一种人呢,是属灵的人,
and the second are the spiritual people.
属灵的人呢,才能领会神灵里面的事。
And only they can understand the things of the Spirit of God.
那这里属灵的人是指的所有蒙恩得救有圣灵住在我们里面说的。So
here, the spiritual people are all of those who have received the Spirit of the Lord and are saved.
那这一个属血气的人呢,原文的意思是 natural man.
So those who are fleshly in the original language is translated as natural man.
这个 属血气的人呢，是指着亚当的后代，就是我们没有蒙恩得救之前那一个光景做的。So
those who are fleshly are those who are Adam's descendants, which is to say, all of us before we were saved.
当人一犯罪以后呢，神说你们吃那分别善恶树上的果子吃的日子必定。
So the Lord said to Adam, if the day you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die.
所以当人类犯罪堕落以后，我们对于神的事在灵里，因为灵已经死了，我们不能够明白任何神灵里头的事。So
the moment man sinned, we could not understand the things of the Lord because our spirits were dead to Him.
一直等到当我们相信主耶稣，我们的灵重新活过来以后，我们才能够开始明白神圣灵的事。And
only when we believed in the Lord Jesus, when our spirits were resurrected, could we understand the things of the Lord.
但是到了第三章呢，这里又跟我们讲到。 基督徒就是这些理当是属灵的人里面又分成两种人。
But by chapter 3, it tells us that among Christians, those who are supposed to be spiritual, there are still two different kinds of people.
这里有两种人, 一种叫做属灵的, 另外一种叫做属肉体的。
There are still two kinds of people. One is spiritual men, and the other is men of flesh.
那, 我们先讲这个属肉体的。
Let's first talk about these men of flesh.
属肉体的呢, 保罗在这里给他们描述的很清楚呢, 就是他们像婴孩一样。
These men of flesh, Paul clearly explains to us that they are like infants.
所以他们领受神的话语的时候呢, 只能够吃奶, 不能够吃饭。
So when they receive the word from the Lord, they can only receive it as milk and not as solid food.
奶呢, 乃是母亲吃了饭以后消化所产生的 这个营养品来供应这个婴孩。
Milk is when a mother eats solid food and processes it and turns it into nutrients that a baby can consume.
一直等到这个孩子长大以后, 他自己可以吃饭了, 他就不需要依靠母亲的奶。
And only when a child is grown and can partake of solid food himself, only then would he not need the mother's milk.
那同样的情形呢, 当我们刚开始信主的时候,
so, similarly, when we first believed in the Lord,
我们每一个人都像婴孩一样,
all were like infants.
我们也都是像属肉体的一样,
and we were all still like these men of flesh.
我们需要别人的帮助,
we need other people to help us.
但是如果我们信主经过了五年十年之后,
but if we believe in the Lord for 5 or 10 years,
我们按着正常的情形, 我们应当自己可以吃饭。
Under normal conditions, we should all be able to eat solid food.
但是在这里, 好像保罗对着哥林多的弟兄姊妹来说呢, 他说你们到如今还是不能。
But Paul here tells Corinthians, even till now, you are still unable to eat partake of solid food.
那他们不能的原因呢, 就是他们仍然一直活在属肉体的光景里头。
And the reason they are unable is because they are still living as men of flesh.
那属肉体的情形为什么会叫他们不能够, 生命长大呢?
So why is this fleshly living preventing their spiritual growth?
这里就是讲到他们 一直活在跟世人, 就是他们得救之前那一种光景的里面。
It tells us that they are still living in the flesh as they were before they were saved.
所以有许多的嫉妒纷争, 这些都是属肉体的表现。
And the jealousy and strife are all expressions of being fleshly.
因着我们一直活在属肉体的光景当中, 以至于叫我们属灵的生命不能长大。
So we can see that living in the flesh prevents our spiritual life from growing.
这是一个非常严肃的问题。
This is a very serious problem.
因为我们基督徒, 神既然在我们的身上, 要我们能够在属灵上长进。
Because the will of the Lord is for us to grow spiritually.
我们就不能够一直长期活在属肉体的光景当中。
So we cannot continue living in this fleshly state.
那肉体到底是从哪里来的呢?
So where does this fleshliness come from?
我们知道当人一犯罪的时候,
we know that when man sins,
到在旧约圣经里面, 告诉我们,
in the Old Testament Bible tells us,
本来, 人有一个灵呢, 能够接受, 神的灵里的, 的一个交往,
that originally man had this spirit that could receive fellowship with the Lord.
可是当人的灵因犯罪以后, 跟神不能够来往,
but because of sin, that spirit can no longer fellowship with the Lord.
罪进到我们的灵里头,
and sin entered into our spirit.
特别进到我们的这个魂生命的里面。
And particularly, it entered into this soul life that we have.
玷污了我们这个魂的生命。
And contaminated our soul.
并且呢，玷污了我们这个身体，这个肉身。
And even more, it contaminated our fleshly body.
所以当罪性在我们里面发动的时候，
So when our fleshly nature moves within us,
圣经告诉我们里面有一个肉体的情欲。
So the Bible tells us we have this fleshly lust.
我们这个肉体的情欲呢，是一个极意志非常强的一个可要的一个需求。
The lust of the flesh is a very powerful desire.
并且受罪的玷污，所以呢，它能够指使我们的身体呢，去执行这些肉体的事情。
So that it can force us to satisfy the lust of the flesh.
所以我们人呢，圣经告诉我们，我们都是在肉体的底下。
The Bible tells us all of us before we were saved were under the flesh.
那肉体在我们的身上，在我们没有信主以前呢，我们几乎是完全受他的辖制。
So, all of us before we were saved were under the control of our flesh.
有些人的肉体呢比较下流。
Some people's flesh is more weak.
Low class.
Low class.
有一些人呢，也许他的肉体觉得比较上流。
And some people's flesh would be considered more high class.
下流的人呢，所做出来的事情呢，我们就觉得非常的让我们不能够接受。
And the actions of those with low class, we may all consider to be unacceptable.
那上流的人呢，也许觉得他们肉体所发表出来的呢，比如说对许多的这个艺术啊、音乐啊、文化，好像他们有非常好美好的情感。
But those with what we consider a high class flesh, they may excel in art or philosophy, and we consider them to be very good.
但是不要忘记，这种是从这个罪性所发出来的。
But don't forget that all of these things come from a sinful nature.
有一天如果他往下流方向去的时候仍然犯一样的罪。
But if one day they would go towards the low class, they would sin just the same.
所以这是我们在世人中间所看见各种发生出来的事情。
So these things we see happening.All the time.
所以我们常常会想说，这个人非常的尊贵高雅。
We may say, look, this person is so honorable.
怎么会做出这种事来呢？
Why would they be doing such things?
所以我们如果认识到我们都受肉体的辖制，我们就不难领会这件事情。
But if we all recognize that we are under the control of our flesh, it would not be difficult for us to understand these things.
所以到了加拉太书第五章。
So when we come to Galatians chapter 5,
那你讲到呢，肉体情欲的事情。
It talks about the things of the flesh.
肉体呢，它在十九节那里。
In verse 19,
它讲到情欲的事情。
It talks about the deeds of the flesh.
它说情欲的事呢，都是显而易见的就如奸淫、污秽。邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、增进、忌恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类的事，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
Galatians 5 verse 19 Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality,impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
这些事情呢, 也许我们, 啊, 不犯这一个, 但是我们可能犯另外一个。
These things we may not do one particular one, but we may do a different one.
因为当我们活在肉体情欲的底下的时候, 我们只有受他的辖制。
For while we were living under the flesh, we are under the control of the flesh.
We will
naturally express these things.
那在这里呢,
here I would like to give another example.
这个例子呢,
this example occurred in me personally.
但是呢, 我发觉呢, 在所有的人身上, 都有同样的特点,
but I found that it exists in everyone as well.
所以为了帮助大家呢, 也帮助我自己, 我们提出来交通,
in order to help everyone else and to help myself, I will share this example.
就是我们的肉体呢, 最喜欢抓住别人的肉体,
that our flesh very readily grasps onto other people's flesh.
我记得呢, 在几年以前,
I remember a few years ago,
我们公司呢, 请了一个大学刚毕业的年轻人,
that my company invited someone who just graduated from college.
那他来公司上班的时候呢, 他是从summer intern先进来。
So when he first started at the company, they were a summer intern.
他是我们另外一个同事的孩子。And
this person was the child of another one of our co-workers.
所以我们因为尊重他父亲的缘故呢, 所以对他特别好。And
out of respect for their parent, we treated them very well.
但是这个年轻孩子呢, 他有一个不好的习惯呢, 就是很喜欢吹牛。
Okay. So this young person, he had a very bad habit. He liked to brag.
那他呢, 每一次我们教他一点东西的时候, 然后他就让他做, 然后他做出来以后呢, 他就到处去宣扬, 啊, 他怎么样好, 怎么样棒。
So every time we taught him something and let him do something, he would go out and say, oh, look at what I did, look at how great I am.
所以他因为他是跟我们同一组,
because he was in our group.
所以我常常听到他这样吹牛的时候呢, 心中不太舒服。
And every time I heard him brag about this, I felt very uneasy in my heart.
所以呢, 我要是给他一个稍微难一点, 需要思考一点的东西, 他就不会了。
As soon as I gave him something a little bit more difficult, I needed a little bit more thought, he didn't know how to do it.
但是呢, 他如果来问我们, 我们当然就再跟他讲, 但是讲完以后, 他又很高兴, 他又会了, 又出去吹牛了。
And of course, he would come to us and ask for help, and we would, you know, explain it to him, and once he learned how to do it, he would once again go out and brag about how great he was.
所以这件事呢, 常常在我的心中, 久而久之就慢慢成为一个, 这个, 让我心里不舒服。
And after a while, this turned in, became in me something that caused my heart to be very uneasy.
所以他每一次在那里吹牛的时候, 我就抓住他。
So every time he went to brag, I would grab him.
你又来了。
There you go again.
下一次我再给你一个问题,
next time I'll just give you another problem and you wouldn't know.
所以不仅我想要抓住他的, 毛病呢, 但是其实我是被他在那里吹牛的时候抓住了。
At first I thought I was trying to help him with this problem, but I was grasped by his bragging.
有一次主呢, 就提醒我,
then the Lord reminded me,
是你的肉体去抓住别人的肉体。
It is your flesh that has grasped someone else's flesh.
当你的肉体放开的时候, 他怎么吹牛, 对你无影响。
If you let go of your flesh, no matter how he brags, it wouldn't affect you.
所以感谢主呢, 当 他以后在开始在那里吹牛的时候，他一直没有改变到现在。
So we thank the Lord that now, whenever he goes to brag, he still hasn't changed.
对我没有多大的影响。
It doesn't affect me very much anymore.
因为他所做的，我不再去抓他。
For what he does, I'm no longer going to grab him.
我们的肉体呢，最喜欢抓别人。
Our flesh, wants to grab other people's flesh.
这件事呢，不仅在我身上。
And this isn't only in me.
我今年暑假回台湾的时候。
This summer when I went back to Taiwan,
我去看望了一个朋友的母亲。
I went to visit one of my friend's mother.
她就开始给我抱怨。
And so she started to complain to me.
她的媳妇。
Her daughter-in-law.
她说呢，我这个媳妇呢，我对她多好，她都不给我赏脸。
No matter how well I treat my daughter-in-law, she doesn't give me any respect.
我给她买好的衣服。
I buy her good clothes.
她说这个人家已经不流行了。
And she'll tell me, these clothes are already out of style.
我跟她买好吃的东西。
I buy her good things to eat.
她说哦，这个太油腻，我们现在不吃这个了。
And these things are too oily, we don't eat them anymore.
我给他孩子买这些衣服。
I buy her children clothes.
他说这些孩子现在不喜欢这种已经不流行的衣服了。
And she'll tell me that my children don't like these clothes anymore because they're already out of style.
我做任何事情都不能够讨他的喜欢。
No matter what I do, it doesn't please her.
弟兄姊妹，这里有一个肉体，另外这个不断的去抓他。难怪家里常常大家没有脸色，好脸色看。
So here we have a flesh and another flesh that grasps onto it, so that in the family there is always dissension and there. Yeah, I'll leave it at.
另外一个例子。
Another example.
当父母跟孩子之间关系不好的时候。
And when parents and your children, they have a bad relationship.
妈妈说今天我们吃麻婆豆腐。
The mom will say, today we'll have 麻婆豆腐。
孩子说我能不能吃 hot dog?
And the child will say, can I have a hot dog instead?
妈妈说我每一次叫你吃 healthy 的，你总是吃那些让你长得又胖又壮的。
Every time I want to make you eat healthy food, you want to eat this junk food that makes you fat.
然后呢，妈妈说今天天气冷，你要穿夹克。
The mom will say, "Today is cold. You should wear a jacket."
孩子说我不能，我不能，我还是穿短袖去上学。
The child will say, "I'm not cold. I'll still wear a t-shirt to school."
所以母亲就说呢。你这个孩子从来不听我的话。
And the mother will say, "This you child, you never listen to what I say."
你为什么老是惹我生气呢
？Why are you always make me mad?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这些肉体的事情呢，我们常常在那里，这一个抓住你，我来抓住我。
These things of the flesh, they'll often one will grab the other, and the other will grab one back.
这个在我们所有人际交往的关系里面，我们经历太多。
In all of our human relationships, we will experience this all too often.
夫妻之间
，between husband and wife，
弟兄姊妹之间
，between brothers and sisters，
当我开始对你不顺眼的时候
，if I do something that is displeasing to you，
我就不断抓住你的。
Only will I grab onto you.
其实当我一直抓住你的时候，我就被你抓住。
Every time I grab onto you, you would also grab onto me.
这是肉体在我们身上一个极厉害的工作。
This is a very dangerous part of the flesh And these will prevent our spiritual lives from moving forward.
但是感谢神,
but we give thanks to the Lord.
我们在基督里,
that in the Lord Jesus, we have this eternal salvation.
在圣经里面, 我讲时间已经快到了, 我就提两个点, 怎样让我学习, 在这个救恩的里面, 我们蒙拯救。
So in the Bible, because we're running out of time, I'll share these 2 points. The Bible has taught me how about salvation.
就是从这个肉体情欲里面, 我们蒙拯救。
To be saved out of this condition of fleshliness.
我们看罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
这是主耶稣在
This is what the Lord Jesus has already accomplished upon the cross.
我们看第六章第六节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人与他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
第七节，因为
Verse 7. For he who has died is freed from sin.
这个当我们主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候,
when our Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross,
圣经的真理告诉我们,
the biblical truth tells us,
我们的旧人就是我整个人, 我们也与基督一同钉在十字架上。
Our old selves, our entire person, was also nailed to the cross with the Lord Jesus.
我这个天然的老我, 这个爱犯罪的朱玄敏呢, 已经与我的救主, 我的耶稣基督救主, 一同钉在十字架上。
My old self, our natural man, this brother Chu, was nailed to the cross with the Lord Jesus.
使罪身灭绝,
so that our sin is done away with.
这个罪身灭绝呢, 就是我们这个爱犯罪的身体呢, 这个灭绝呢, 啊, 达比的翻译叫做 anon, anon,
anon, okay.
Yeah.
This done away with, the Darby translates as annulled, this body that loves to sin.
对,这个灭绝呢, 它更
More clearly, it tells us that this body that loves to sin is lost out of a job.
就是我们这个爱犯罪的身体现在这一个 犯罪的生命因为与基督同定十字架呢，所以不能够再指使我们这个身体去犯罪。
Therefore, this body of sin that loves to sin because it has died with Christ can no longer control us to commit sin.
换句话说，我们向着罪死。
In other words, we are dead to sin.
一个死的身体呢，对罪就没有反应。
A dead body has no reaction to sin.
这是主耶稣在十字架上为我们做成客观的真理。
This is the truth that the Lord Jesus has accomplished upon the cross for us.
我们必须要在信心里面接受。
And we have to accept it in faith.
并且求主在真理里面开我们的眼睛。
And that we have to ask the Lord to open our eyes to the truth.
然后就着属灵的经历来说呢, 是来到第八章。
And this spiritual experience, we can see in chapter 8.
我们先读第五、第六节。
Let's first read verses 5 and 6.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事, 随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
For those who are according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
体贴肉体的就是指体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For the mind set on the flesh is death, But the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace.
所以这里告诉我们, 当我们在地上开始行事为人的时候, 我们有新生命在我们的里面, 我们不要再去常常思想那些肉体犯罪的事情。
So here it tells us that as we live our spiritual lives, as we begin to walk, that we should set our minds on spirit and not on the things of the flesh.
我们要常常去思想这些属灵的事。
We should often meditate on the spiritual things.
在基督里美善的事。
On the beautiful things in the Lord Jesus.
这样的话, 我们心意自然在圣灵里面能够更多的被更新。
And so that we would be made more faithful in the Spirit.
然后到了第十二、十三节。
When we come to verse 12 and 13.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵制止身体的恶行，必要活着。So
then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
当我对我这个同事一直讲到他的缺点，他的吹牛的时候呢，我的心思就体贴我的肉体，一直想要去抓他那个吹牛。If
I am focused on my coworkers bragging, and then my flesh would be grasping his bragging, and I will be focused on the flesh.
但是当我这个肉体开始听他在吹牛的时候，要发动起来的时候呢，圣灵马上提醒我，是你的肉体又在发动。But
if when I hear him bragging, and I feel my flesh rising up within me, and the Spirit would come and remind me, it is the flesh within you that is reacting to his bragging.
我马上顺服圣灵的时候，就是经历到这里所说的圣灵制止我肉体的恶行。
If I immediately heed the Spirit at this point, then I'm experiencing what it says here, that the Spirit is doing away with the deeds of the body.
我就马上 不去抓他,
and I would immediately stop going after him.
就让他去吧,
and I'll let him go.
我得到自由, 我得到释放,
I have received freedom.
弟兄姊妹, 这不是一个道德的修养, 道德, moral.
Yeah. Brothers, this is not a moral activity.
这是一个圣灵赐下来的一个能力。
This is an ability provided by the Holy Spirit. He first lets us see that it is our flesh that is acting within us.
第二个,
and he gives us the ability to not grasp onto him, but to let him go. And so we receive freedom. And at that point, our fleshly body has been put to death.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers, this is such a great salvation.
当我们开始这样学习,
as we learn this,
我们属灵的生命就会得到自由, 得到释放, 并且得到长进。
And we will receive freedom, and our spirit will be set free, and we will continue to grow spiritually.
这是我们追求属灵生命长进，在很重要的第二个点。
This is the second important point in our pursuit of spiritual growth.
但愿主对我们的心说话。
May the Lord continue to speak to our hearts.
我们低头再有一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we give thanks for your grace.
在你话语的光中，我们能够真实进入许多
你的真理。
In the light of your word, we would continue to experience more of your truth.
你的恩典是够我们用。
Your grace is sufficient for our use.
你的能力是无限的。
And your power is limitless.
当我们愿意来寻求你的时候，
When we are willing to pursue you,
你就把你的恩典更多做成在我们的身上。
You would make more of your grace known upon us.
但愿早晨所分享的这些话语，
May the words that we shared this morning,
你在圣灵里面再给我们有更深的开启。
That the Holy Spirit would reveal more of it within us.
能够叫我们真是能够靠着圣灵来制止我们的肉体。
That we'll be able to rely upon the Holy Spirit to put to death our flesh.
好叫基督的生命在我们的里面不受限制而更多的长进。
That the life of the Lord Jesus would not be hindered within us, but would grow more and more.
好叫你在我们身上得到荣耀。
And that you would receive glory through us.
我们把一切的感谢、敬拜、荣耀归给你。
We give all the praise, worship, and glory to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.